Wes McElroy, John Lazor, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff. Just recap the Hokies' 71-70 win over Clemson. They're at Boston College Saturday, 4 o'clock. You can hear the game on 96.1 The Planet. Laze, I know we talked a lot of basketball in that segment, and we'll dive into some here in the lightning round. It's not often that we talk college wrestling on the show. It's usually not topical for sports talk radio. However, we do have to bring it up. It is worth pointing out the impact that Kevin Dresser left on the program as he departs Blacksburg for Iowa State this week.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that you're in a position of appreciation for what Coach Dresser did for this program and the heights he took them. And I don't know, you know, for the university, Wes, but for me personally, I'm never going to fault the guy for going home. I think you and I know that well enough that a lot of times in sports, whether it's broadcasting, coaching, or playing, you go where the opportunities are. And Kevin Dresser certainly has made a home here in Southwest Virginia, not only at Tech, but prior to that, the high school level. But at the same time, when he talks about being closer to his mom and sister and everybody in Iowa and a place that he really hasn't been in two decades, I think that's hard to tell a guy you can't do that and go with our respect. The timing is unfortunate. You feel bad for his wrestlers, particularly because they have national title aspirations over the next few weeks. But I don't think Coach Dresser would have done this if he didn't have confidence in the assistants that he brought here that he's leaving behind to continue to lead the way.
Well put, well said. All right, let's get to the lightning round with Laze. Five questions for John Lazor, five questions for Wes McElroy. We got no clue what's coming. You want to go first?
Yes, I do. Last USA Today bracket had the Hokies matching up with VCU, Wes. Since your relationship with Coach Will Wade has deteriorated to the point that he doesn't speak to you and has banned you from campus, I'm assuming you're on our bandwagon?
Yeah, sure. And in addition to that, I've been kicked off the coach's show. Monday, I was temporarily suspended from the radio show. Him and I had a great laugh.
Ice Cube style, I think it might be a fist fight, right?
Oh, yeah. No, we were thinking steel cage match to drop down to Buffalo Wild Wings during the coach's show on Thursday. Next. Speaking of bracketology, who's your go-to, Palm or Lenardi?
Lenardi. Got to meet him last year when we played St. Joe's, and even though we weren't competitive in the game, I enjoyed that experience. I think he's the best that there is still. You know, I'm not necessarily sure if he's the absolute original in terms of projecting the field, but he has never led me wrong in terms of teams that I was monitoring, so I'll go with Joe.
Next.
When did the NBA All-Star Game become such trash, and how can anyone possibly watch it, particularly our generation, Wes, that goes back and watch the Michael Jordan freeze out of Isaiah Thomas and all those things? It's not even a contest anymore.
No, I can't even tell you if I've watched it in the past decade. I didn't watch a single play of it. However, last year kind of got me rejuvenated into the slam dunk contest, but I had the Minions this weekend, my niece and nephew, so I wasn't watching much sports. But, yeah, it's not even a game, and that's – the only game that I still watch all-star-wise is baseball because it still looks like a game. NHL's going 3-on-3. NBA has become street ball. I mean, Rucker Park has more defense than what you got Sunday night. Next. Ladies, I don't know if you heard about this, but they Kellogg's NYC, which is like a coffee shop in Times Square, they have opened up for 1 week the Pop-Tart Cafe. There's Pop-Tart cakes, Pop-Tart tacos, Pop-Tart breadsticks, Pop-Tarts, anything you can imagine. They've got it. What is number one on your Pop-Tart power rankings?
Well, first of all, why is that only open for a week? That sounds like a winning business concept. I think that should be a permanent thing. Back with the squirrels, man, every road trip, Joe T would hook me up. I would always go with the brown sugar one. I'm not sure if that's actually called brown sugar, but that's the color that it was, and that's the one that I always went with. Going back all the way to when I was a kid, I don't eat Pop-Tarts as much as I should, by the way, is really the whole point of that rant.
Cinnamon Pop-Tarts. Cinnamon brown sugar.
No, brown sugar, yeah. Is it cinnamon brown sugar?
Yep, that's what they were.
I don't recall the cinnamon so much, but it was definitely sugary.
Next.
Political rants during the Oscars coming up this weekend. Over under 10.
All right. When we say rants, that's usually like over 30 seconds because if you're talking, because you got the speeches, you got the thank yous, you got the music that cuts people off. If you're going rants,
annoying political messages. Over under 10.
If you're gonna count in pot shots, I'm gonna go over 10. Count me in for that one. Talked about this earlier. After watching Hokies last night, I was flipping back between Davidson and Richmond as well as This Is Us on NBC. Very emotional end. I don't know if you watched that show, but the question today is TV show or movie that has made a grown man misty. Which one is it for you?
Well, first, This Is Us is a phenomenal show, Wes. I do watch that. It makes you feel the feelings, which I wanted to do last night, but it was a little too amped up, so I'm going to watch that on DVR today. I can understand you weeping like a child, however. It was The Notebook, man, because it wasn't for me. What a phenomenal screenplay
Stop.
That was.
Stop. I don't know.
What do you want me to say?
The Notebook.
Fine, Cocktail.
Was kind of sad at the end, though.
Yeah, it was.
It's all right. Death
Coughlin died.
Death becomes life, though. They have a kid. It all worked out in the end. Have you ever watched The Notebook all the way start to finish?
Absolutely.
Oh, God.
Big Nicholas Sparks guy.
Get out of here. We'll listen to you on Saturday.
This is why Will doesn't like you.
Goodbye. Nothing but a troublemaker. John Laser, ladies and gentlemen, stirring things up on Fox Sports 910. Brought to you by Cowan Gates.